It's the Mickey Filer Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Topdressing.com, 888-850-1850. Rescue your fescue. It's that time of year now. Sam, you're loving this weather, aren't you?
It's pretty nice.
All right. This is your kind of weather.
I'm fond of the chilly fall weather.
Yes, yes. Well, you got it now, and you got the where the fescue's coming in, and you're going to have to break this big butt. And I'm going to tell you that this will end pretty soon, folks. So still time to do it. Still time to rescue your fescue. Do it with topdressing.com. You want the envy of the neighborhood. You want that dark green Emerald Isle, Ireland look to it. You want that golf course look to it. You want to be able to stripe that thing up and have the neighbors envious of it. Well, there's one way to do it. A guarantee. Topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. Let them rescue your fescue. Call them. Go on their website and see it. Topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. To our guest lines where... Dane Young, you know, you always think about life and like when you get to be at my age, it's like there's very few things I hadn't seen before. I'm not seeing I've seen a football game at a top 10 type football game where one team just didn't punt and the first 10 drives were scoring drives. I didn't know it, but it was a track meet in Athens, Georgia on Saturday. What in the world happened down there with Georgia beating Ole Miss?
Yeah, Mickey, I saw a playoff prediction. You know, you're getting that this time of year where you just slot teams in this fake bracket. And one of them had Georgia Tech versus Vanderbilt. And I thought about it. Georgia versus Ole Miss was the complete opposite of whatever that would be.
Yeah.
Where, like, if Georgia Tech and Vandy actually play, there may be six possessions and you get out of there in 90 minutes. Like, it's that kind of thing. Ole Miss and Georgia were explosive. They couldn't defend anything. Ole Miss scored pretty easily on five straight drives. I thought that my prediction that Ole Miss would win that game was going to come true. And then for the second week in a row, it seems like a different team showed up for a section of the game against Georgia. And some of that from Georgia's doing, but it happened against Auburn the week prior, where at halftime, it's like Auburn completely crumbled. In the fourth quarter, there was, for a good chunk of it, I think Ole Miss had 1 yard and Georgia had 120. And, man, look, whatever people think about Mike Bobo, he's doing a spectacular job this season. I really don't know what criticism can be there for him, because to go tit for tat with Lane Kiffin in a game like that, you're doing a really good job, because I think Lane Kiffin may be the best in the country at that.
Yeah, that was amazing in that. I mention this all the time. I like teams that can win in different ways. And Georgia won like this defensive kind of battle and down in the plains. And you come home and you win a track meet. And I think that bodes really, really well. I want to talk about the mental toughness here in a second. That being said, is it something that Georgia does schematically? Is it something the other team doesn't do schematically? Why is Georgia be able to shut teams down after giving up so many yards and so many points earlier in games?
This one felt like the moment got a little bit big for Trinidad Chambliss. Like fourth quarter, you need to keep scoring because of how your defense is doing. The margins were so thin. There was one pass to a tight end in particular. I think it was about a 15-yard pass that he threw at the tight end's shoes. And the tight end wide open. Like, that would have kept the track meet going and kept them ahead of the chains. And then the next play, I believe, Georgia had Josh Horton may have tipped the pass. Xavier McLeod also tipped the pass. It only takes one or two plays that stall out to get you in a 3rd-and-10 situation. I don't think many teams around the country are prepared or explosive enough for that on a regular basis. And so Georgia made a couple of plays back-to-back in the fourth quarter that just stymied Ole Miss. But some of it was Ole Miss making mistakes, too, and we didn't see that earlier in the game from Trinidad Chambliss. I was super impressed with that guy. Like, how Ole Miss found him from Ferris State and turned him, because I think Austin Simmons is a good player. I told you, man, I thought he was worthy of some preseason Heisman hype, and for Trinidad to take that spot and look as good as he, the top end of Trinidad is the best I've seen in college football quarterback this year.
Wow. I have another analogy, sports analogy, when it gets to this, and I can do it in those 6-3 games, and I can do it in the 43-35 games. But you just switch sides of the field on this. It's almost like a major championship tennis match in that you have to hold serve. And if you ever get a stop in a 43-35 game, or if you ever get a field goal in a 6-3 game, it feels like you broke service. And it feels like now because you're still going to go in your serve and you're still going to score touchdowns. Because as much as you give Georgia's defense credit for the three times they stopped in the fourth quarter, I mean, Georgia went and scored, the 17 points in the fourth quarter, too. So the offense, you kept holding serve, but you broke them a couple of times, and that was the difference. Make sense?
In particular, with it being a home game, too, the crowd was nervous, not as into it, scared, impressed with Ole Miss. Like, I think the crowd was thinking, all right, good that Georgia is holding serve, but, like, there was never that inflection point for three quarters where they could let loose and be a factor in this, because Ole Miss just kept punching back and scoring, again, pretty easily against Georgia's defense, which has plenty of holes. But when you start to get one or two plays in the fourth quarter, that crowd livened up, and it felt like that's where I don't want to say the moment was too big for Trinidad Chambliss. That's probably a bit unfair, but you could just tell that, like, when it got down to where you had to absolutely make the play, Ole Miss wasn't quite as sharp. And then, frankly, the other side of this that we have to acknowledge, Gunnar Stockton was nearly perfect in that game.
Yeah.
Some first quarter stuff that wasn't as good, but otherwise, I didn't know Gunnar Stockton was capable of playing that way. I really didn't.
And to get touchdowns as opposed to field goals, because you got a field goal early, but after that, it's not just that you had to hold serve and score. You had to score touchdowns. Field goals weren't going to win this game, and you did that offensively. So let me run this by you. I'm talking to a mutual friend of ours in the media, and he mentions this about Kirby, and he actually goes back. He goes, and this is a tremendous compliment to Kirby, because I think Georgia is physically and mentally tough football teams. And I think I see less of that now, maybe because of society, maybe because of Portal and NIL, but I think I see less of it now. So the point that this mutual friend of ours made was that in 10 years ago, Clemson and Alabama are playing in a national championship game, and it was a physical back and forth and two mentally tough teams. And so you looked up and down college football, and like, there are a few teams who could do it, and there was a handful of teams who can do it. But now, as we get into an age, and he's trying to credit Kirby through this, Kirby kind of realizes that mentally and physically tough is hard to obtain now. And so the thought here is that Kirby works on it 365 days a year. That pounding in your head that we're going to be tough to kill, and I got to eat, and it's about, about the mental and physical toughness of it. Are we giving Kirby too much credit for that? Because very few teams are doing that right now.
I don't think so, because, again, like you just said it, how many teams can do that on a regular basis? How many – in the last eight games that Georgia's played, Mickey, how many of them could you easily say, Georgia probably shouldn't have won that?
Yeah.
And they found a way.
Right.
Like, what else can you credit that to? Because it's not talent right now. This is not one of the most talented teams that Kirby Smart's had under Georgia.
Well, now, let me push back a little bit on that. I mean, they're still more talented than almost every team they play. But
I'm comparing them against previous Georgia teams.
Right. But what we have to compare them is to Tennessee and Alabama, Kentucky and Arkansas and Georgia Tech and some of those in there. But that success, they're still, it's not like they're void of talent. They're not as talented. They don't have the unicorns you had. So you compare it to that. But they're still more talented oftentimes that they still have to pull out a game against Kentucky or a game against Georgia. They're more talented than those teams for the most part. But with that said, it's not about that. It is, to me, it is about that they are finding different ways to win games, and other teams don't always do that.
Yeah, and sometimes that comes with just – I told you in offseason, I thought the continuity of Drew Bobo, Mike Bobo, Gunnar Stockton, who've known each other forever, I thought that'd be something that would be helpful for Georgia. Talent will supersede that. If you get in a playoff game against Ohio State and their defense, which I think is more talented than any defense that Georgia has played, that will beat whatever Georgia has with continuity. But in the absence of continuity in college football, where teams are just kind of made up each year, there is something to be said that, like, if you just know each other in that way at those key positions, it's a bit like, where baseball playoffs now, how often do you see teams that aren't as talented win? Because the pitcher and the catcher were just locked in that day. Like, that happens in baseball. And I wonder if a bit of that happens with that Bobo and Gunnar Stockton connection with Georgia.
I can see that. But I think that part of it, too, is and that's Kirby's mentality. And to hold that up, like, that's what is amazing to me about Mike Krzyzewski. It's like, he, for years and years and years, that was a mentally tough basketball team. They were physically talented, obviously. But, man, the way he pushed those buttons and stayed on that motivation train, he stayed hungry. Like, that's a hard, hard thing to do. I still don't think that Georgia is – I'm not convinced they're good enough for the C games, going to keep winning sometimes. And I don't think they're as good as Alabama or Indiana or Ohio State right now. I think you're not a national championship contender. I just don't. But as a Georgia fan, I would enjoy this team, and they're getting the most out of what they have. And, again, it's not going to be a national championship, in my opinion. But they're still – they're maximizing what they've got right now. And to me, that's about all you can ask for.
I can tell you, the Georgia fans that I've chatted with, they're most excited about two things from last week. Number one is the way that they found a way to win against an Ole Miss team that I do think is a playoff team.
Yeah.
And I think Lane Kiffin should be in all the coaching searches, and he'll get a big pay raise and all of that. I think all that's warranted because I think he's excellent. But the fact that Carson Beck doesn't play for Georgia made a lot of Georgia fans very happy last Friday night.
Right. Right, for one of the few times, it looked like the right move, and now if you're Georgia, you're for the first time, because going into last week, Miami was ahead of you, and there's still a sidebar to the year, and especially the way that he's attacked it, like he's talked about Georgia, right? So now Georgia's got a polarizing figure out that they don't play, like the Miami's the evil empire, and that you got to pull against those guys now. Four picks though.
There is a scenario. We did an interview, Jim Donnan and I, with Chris Felico of Fox Sports yesterday. And I hadn't pondered this, and maybe you have in ACC country a bit, Mickey. When you start projecting ahead to those playoffs that don't mean much right now because we don't have enough information, but when Miami loses that game and then is no longer in control of its own destiny, there is a scenario here with the way that Georgia Tech's playing and their schedule lines up, where maybe they're the 20th best team in the country, but because they have a schedule that lined up perfectly, you know, they're going to be viewed as a top 10 team that way. There's a scenario here where the ACC could somehow sneak in like three teams into this playoff.
Sure.
And that would completely upset the apple cart. And I don't know that anyone really believes that three of the best 12 teams in the country are in the ACC, but that's totally possible and plausible based on how this is sitting right now in the middle of October.
Well, let me throw this at you while we're talking about hypotheticals. What would it feel like in Sanford Stadium for Miami and Carson Beck to come in a home playoff game for Georgia?
I mean, I think the TV executives will be pushing for that if they have any influence in that room.
So he's not liked. I mean, he's had some things here lately. Is he not liked at Georgia now? Or is he
polarizing at best, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
I think there's been enough like public bickering, and not necessarily name calling and targeted, but you know, the way that he talks about Miami being the fresh start that he needed, the way that Kirby Smart talked about it's different to coach players in this era of NIL where on weekends they're flying to, you know, whatever city and buying their fancy cars. And I'm like, who do you think that we thought you were talking about? That was Carson Beck for 2 years. So, you know, we talked about this last year. The way that Kirby talked about Carson when it was his quarterback was super protective, not candid, not honest, and we all saw through it, and we all had reporting around it. It's not that Carson Beck's a bad dude or anything. He's not a natural leader. And as you're seeing, you have to have a natural leader to win at quarterback, or your team has to be so spectacular that you can just have someone that makes the right decisions. And too often, I don't think Carson Beck fit either of those.
You're my SEC guy right now. What? And I watched way too much. I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I watched way too much of Texas and Kentucky. And you got Texas coming to November. The reason I ask this to you, because Georgia hosts Texas later. We thought that might be the game of the year in Athens. Man, I'm telling you, Texas, their offense looks like a Miami of Ohio. Against a bad Kentucky team, they had 8 first downs. Kentucky had 26 first downs. Texas had 8. Texas had 179 total yards. Kentucky had 395. Texas ran it 28 times for 47 yards. Like, what? Yeah. How do you account for Texas having six first downs or eight first downs and less than 200 yards of offense against Kentucky?
That blew my mind because Kentucky's by far the worst team in the league.
Yep.
It's not close.
Yep, not close.
Not close at all.
Not close.
Mark Stoops is about to be out of there. And, you don't have to win a lot at Kentucky to keep your job.
Right.
Like, he's proven that.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like, this is – he's the longest tenured coach in the SEC, and for a long time they liked him. Maybe they needed A&M to pull him away. I couldn't believe that result because it made me ponder – When they come to Sanford Stadium, will Arch Manning in Texas be able to cross the 50-yard line? I don't know. But and if they do, I'm going to have to think it's because Georgia's defense allows everyone to cross the 50-yard line at this point, because there's nothing about Texas's offense to be scared of right now.
Steve Sarkisian, Arch Manning, Wisner, a ton of NIL money at the preseason number one team in the country, and you get eight first downs and less than 200 yards of offense and 40 yards rushing at Kentucky?
But then it makes you ponder, how did they even beat Oklahoma,
right,
who we know has a really good defense?
Yeah.
Like, Oklahoma's offense that day was so good. So that's the scary thing. If Texas gets in a rock fight with you, they can still win a game. And if Georgia's offense is not clicking, but if Georgia's offense looks like it did against Ole Miss, which Texas is way more talented on defense than Ole Miss, I mean, it's how do you win in different ways, right? Yeah. Because I could see Georgia needing a rock fight against Texas, but I don't see Arch Manning putting up a whole lot of points against anybody.
Open date this week, I guess Kirby's in helicopters going to see recruits. Anything else going on open date besides getting ready to get healthy and make a November run?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be interesting to see, and we'll start reporting some of this out as we get some practice notes. Colby Young's going to be out for the rest of the season. His time at Georgia is finished. And so I will be curious to see who steps up in that spot. Does it just go Noah Thomas completely and he takes that, or do we start getting to some younger guys like C.J. Wiley? That's the primary thing that I think we have to see from this point. But, you know, this is back-to-back weeks. Georgia loses a starter, so that's something to note injury-wise. Kyron Jones, the safety, which they've played okay without him. Colby Young is – I mean, Kirby raved about – he said he had the best wide receiver offseason that anyone's had in their program in 10 years, which that was gushing in a way that I don't normally hear Kirby gushing that way. I've never seen it with Colby Young. I think it's a bit overrated and overhyped. I think Georgia will be fine. But for Kirby to say that, it did catch my attention.
Interesting stuff. UGASports.com. Always enjoy it. Let's preview the world's largest outdoor cocktail party when we visit next week.
I hate Jacksonville. I'll talk about it. I hate it.
All right. Hey, you know, the NutriSite game stuff is interesting, but yeah, I agree with you on that one. Let's get into pros and cons of all that stuff next week.
Sounds good, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Dane Young, UGASports.com. I'm calling. Matter of fact, I'm in contact right now. We're doing an exploratory, a discovery session. Let's see if Trail can help us. We're going to do some home renovation stuff again. Time to kind of fix things up, kind of shine, put a little shine on the old barn. And Trail might be able to help us. If not, they're going to get someone who can help us. So we're going to sit down with Will and the guys and Matt and the guys and see what we can do. And that's Trail Tailored Homes. And that's something that I never would have ever believed would have happened. And I'm glad they're doing that now. The better building experience. Ask about the design build. Ask about construction management risk. Ask about the commercial or even now the residential part of it. And let's talk about the better building process. If you're thinking about doing anything construction-wise, let's just talk to Trail first and let's go from there. That's your first phone call. And let's just go from there. And your job can be, you know, could be the highlight of them and you, and your relationship could be awesome. Think about it. TRE HEO.com 800-319-7006. Andrew Oliphant, I'm getting fitted for some golf clubs next week. I'll ask him about how to go about that right after this.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the big seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Step back in time with the return of Beatles Tribute Live at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, October 25th. From the Cavern Club to the final U.S. tour, this acclaimed tribute band recreates the magic of a live Beatles concert with vintage instruments, authentic costumes, and on-the-spot harmonies. It's not just a show, it's Beatlemania Reborn. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Tickets available now at WahalaPAC.com. That's WahalaPAC.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Folks, you know by now that I love spending a fun weekend of sports playing underdog. I think it's the best way to fully enjoy what I'm watching, whether it's college football, the NFL. Heck, if it's Major League Baseball playoffs, if it's college or pro basketball, whatever the case may be, underdog is the best way to enjoy it. It's so easy to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, touchdowns, receptions, etc. And then if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just unbelievable. It's easy to sign up, too. You download the app, sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money.
Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_dfs_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. Uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love.
Love it, Sam. Just breathe, man. Just breathe. So, American Doormasters, as I've been talking about here on the show, I hope your garage door is in good shape. We talk about tune-ups with your cars. We're talking about tune-ups with your HVAC. You can tune up your doors as well. So, they do a great job of that, making sure that the spring is working, and they can do spring replacement and repair. The cable repair, they do that. The garage door service and repair, the track service, the door panel replacement. You know, one of my garage doors, we left the door open. I got a bird's nest on top of one of mine. I got to get rid of that. It's probably not good for it. Let them tune it up for you. And if it does go bad, 24-hour emergency service, American Doormasters, AmericanDoormasters.com, locally owned, licensed, operated. These are good people. 990-3075. They're going to take care of you. You call them as a quick callback, 990-3075. You're going to love American Doormasters. It won't be an issue for you. AmericanDoormasters.com. Sam telling me, Sam, we're watching a movie today. I told you the last time I went to the movie theater. You're going to the movie theater, right? The last time I went to a movie theater was, I thought it was 2016, with The Finest Hour, the Churchill movie. But I now remember, I took my son, that would have been 10 years ago. I took my son, though, to a Spider-Man movie, and it wasn't great. It was a different one. What am I talking about here, Sam? In the last 10 years, in the last six
was it
years,
was it animated or was it
both? It's animated. Animated
Spider-Verse, probably, maybe. I don't. That's the one. That's an animated Spider-Man movie.
So Spider-Verse. That was in 2018.
Maybe.
No, he wasn't born until 19.
I was going to say probably the newest one is a couple years ago. Probably that one. I don't know. Spider-Verse is the animated one, though.
Yeah, it was kind of animated. It's kind of a weird thing.
Miles Morales.
Yeah. So Drake was born in 19, though. I don't know what it was. It wasn't very good. By the way, we didn't stay for the whole movie. He got tired. We had to come home.
Sounds about right.
Because, again, Hollywood, they're not talented. Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction at Katichi. You a movie guy, Andy O? You go to the movies?
Yeah, not the animated ones with Spider-Man, though.
Spider-Man. I don't know. Spider-Man, it can't happen. If it can't happen, I'm not a fantasy guy. So, I am a fantasy guy when it comes to my golf game, though. All right, I got about three or four things for you. I'm going to get fit. I'm hearing unbelievable things about an iron company. I don't want to mention who it is or where I'm going now, but I'm going to go try to go get fit for some new irons next week. What do I need to know going into it, and what does a fitting for irons look like for folks that hadn't done this before?
Well, there's two styles of fitting. As a golf coach, we term it as a static fit. So I want the player to be in their posture, you know, measure the club so that the 7-iron is correct for them in their correct posture. And then there's a dynamic fit where you fit the club around the player's golf swing. So maybe they jump at the ball, maybe they early extend, the hands go a little higher, which is changing that lie angle through the golf ball. So some manufacturers, some fitters will do a dynamic fit, and some players or some fitters will do a more of a static fit, which is, you know, I lean into both. And then, you know, with irons, you've got this blend now between forged iron that's going to feel great but more difficult to play. You know, the sweet spot tends to be a little smaller, and then something a little bit more forgiving. The head might look a little bit bigger. The metals might be different that feels firmer off the face, something you may or may not like. So I think overall it's like allow the data to – if you're going for a fitting, allow the data to compute all that, and at the end of the day, spit it out and say, this is the best iron for you.
There are times where I think I need to hit it higher with the irons, but like my ball stops, and I don't play rock-hard greens all the time. How important should I is? Am I looking at descent angle? Am I looking at the highest the high point, whatever the you know how high I hit it or spin rates? What do I need to consider as far as stopping the ball when it comes in? What are factors that are fitting there?
Well, new club's going to grip the ball. You know the grooves are going to be newer, so you're going to get a little bit more spin and grip on the golf ball, and then it goes into not just club fitting but ball fitting too.
Yeah.
So if you're playing a hard golf ball, you know, that's designed for, you know, maybe a economy golf ball, you know, you're paying $5 for a sleeve, then typically they're firm, rock hard, they don't stop on the greens, around the green. They go well off the tee. You think, well, this is great. You know, I've hit it far off the tee, but then the stopping on the greens is a little bit more difficult, especially out the rough. So club fitting and then ball fitting if you're looking for spin and stopping power, but your manufacturers now, I know with Ping, they've done something with the face and the grooves where it almost repels the water, you know, so, you know, certainly the wedges, you know, there's a little, it's not a film on there, but there's a secondary groove almost that repels the water, so their spin capabilities out the rough are pretty good.
Yeah, so much better for sure. All right, let me talk about the single biggest issue in my mind in golf right now outside of pace of play. The USGA is allowing these former professionals to come in and get their amateur status back, despite the fact that they've won PGA Tour events, Korn Ferry Tour events, and millions of dollars in prize money. We're letting these guys that don't want to play professional golf anymore be amateurs, and they're competing at the USAM and the Mid-Am and the Senior-Am, and I'm like, I don't know, man. The idea that a guy – I don't like this at all. Your thoughts on it? I mean, a guy can go out and win tour events and win millions of dollars, and an amateur has to go up because they get the reinstatement, and the amateur's got to go beat him in a tournament. Now, that doesn't seem – I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like this. It's quite a level playing field. I don't think these guys should be able to get their amateur status back, especially a lot of them that have done it at the highest level. Colton Knost is another one now. That's getting his back now. Thoughts on the reinstatement rule with the USGA and allowing these guys to come back?
Yeah, some of that would be the first thing I would say, why? You know, why are these guys trying to do it? You mentioned Colton Knost there, and he's on course, I think. You know, so, you know, not only has he played the game at a professional level, he's earning money from the game of golf too.
Right.
So I think there needs to be categories of this. It's been going on for years. I mean, you know, when I turned pro, back in the 90s, an assistant golf professional in the north of England, we'd play some of the worst golf courses. I mean, just these horrible, you know, qualifying events around, you know, just bad golf courses. And then I'm looking at the amateur game, which I was at the time eligible to play but decided to turn pro. You know, they're playing Royal Birkdale, they're playing Lytham, they're playing Turnberry's, you know, in all these championships. What am I doing? So, you know, I get it why some of the guys turn pro, don't like it, don't make any money, and then there was always about a 1 or 2 year reinstatement, you know, because they wanted to play these amateur events at prestigious golf courses. So my question is always going to be why, and I think there has to be, you know, if you're a PGA Tour winner, there's got to be a longer buffer in between than 6 months, a year, whatever it is. There has to be, you know, it's got to be done through dollars. You know, if you've earned millions of dollars, it's like, I'm sorry, you've taken too much out of this game at a professional level, then you're going to have to wait 10 years to get your amateur status back. So I don't disagree with it. I mean, you know, you get to a point where they're retiring, like, where do I go? What do I play in? Do I want to play in an event where they've got no chance of competing, or do they get their amateur status back and play at prestigious golf events?
The man won, like Colton Knost has won over $4 million, almost $4.5 million. And now he's going to go play against plumbers and dentists and lawyers and floors. Like, what? I don't know.
Hey,
man.
Some of those plumbers, dentists, and lawyers are heck of players, though. You know, I mean, when they get to that level in the mid-arm, and they're they can play. You know, they can flat-out play. But you've got someone who's, you know, that PGA Tour winner. Obviously, he can play too. And I think it's just they want to rewind their careers back and get their competitive juices flowing a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to win. You know, I think the doctors, the plumbers, the lawyers that have been playing at that amateur level for so long, they're probably going to be okay. You know, it's but there's an air of not right to it. You know, so they maybe need to rethink.
Totally agree. All right, how about rethinking aim point, short game, putting up, fitting for you, lessons, beginners, ladies, seniors? There's a lot of different ways. A lot of people you're helping right now. What's going on, and how can you reach you, and what would fall lessons look like with Andrew Oliphant?
Yeah, we've got it all going on, right? I mean, and the golf course is fantastic too. They recently overseeded, so that's beginning to pop with the cooler weather coming through. We're starting to see that, you know, the trees, leaves are turning gold and browns and different colors out there. So it's a really nice time to come out and play golf. And as you know, aim points, I'm a big proponent. Our greens here are fantastic. So someone looking to learn speed control, green reading, direction, we've got Sam Putt Lab, we've got TrackMan, you know, working. So a lot going on, and the best way of getting hold of me is andrew@katichi.com.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Can't thank you enough. Get in touch with andrew@katichi.com. Always the best, buddy, and let's talk next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
You too. Sam, Louisville signed London Johnson, 4-star recruit. He's played in the G League the last 3 years. He's averaged 7.6 a game in the G League.
This is a new thing.
And now he's coming back?
Yeah.
He was a G League player? This is something I joked about.
He played for the G League developmental teams. So, yeah, to me, it's very similar to European players who are playing in, like, the Euro League coming over and playing in college. It's a very interesting development. I imagine it will continue going along here, but I am a little surprised there's not more legislation.
Here's my question for you, Sam. What are we doing?
I mean, he's like 21, but yeah, he's been playing professionally. He's been playing against professional players.
So
it's
now,
a little bit different on the developmental teams, but yeah.
So now, all of a sudden, we're going to let a pro guy come back to college. What are we doing? I joked it would happen, and it's happening.
You think we can get Trevor to come back?
That's what I need. I need Trevor Lawrence to come back to Clemson, please. Play quarterback. Short break, final segment after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
It's time to drink pink at Palmetto Distillery in Anderson. All month long, Palmetto Distillery is donating a portion of their sales of pink drinks and pink flavors to the Roars Tigers for Tatas campaign. So what are you waiting for? Join them at one of their trivia nights, live music events, or just drop by to check out their ready-to-drink cocktails, moonshine, or sippin' creams. Drink pink at Palmetto Distillery all month long to give back to Tigers for Tatas, 200 West Benson Street in Anderson.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow.
So, Thief of Joy texts in. So the fact that golfers have to get fit for clubs is proof it's a recreational leisure sport, pretty for elitist and money. Equivalent to something more like fishing versus basketball, football, or baseball. So in other words, baseball guys don't get fitted for bats? You mean to tell me that those guys don't meet with bat companies and see which bat would do better for them and, like, test out gloves and stuff? So that doesn't happen? Like, and basketball guys, football guys, you don't think, like, with cleats and shoes and sneakers and all? Like,
see the videos of the football players, like, once they get to the NFL, get to the equipment department, and then the equipment guy has to fit them for every single thing.
Yeah, like, so in other words, that didn't – okay. Good job, Thief of Joy. Let's get a couple of – Sam, I'm supposed to tell the folks a good thing, and I've totally forgot about it. One of our major sponsors here. Can you help me on who it's supposed to be there? Because I totally just lost my mind as I
– Is it One Tom Plumber?
It is One Tom Plumber.
Our favorite jingle?
Yes. Well
– We were singing the jingle.
Well, that, and I'm waiting for my son to sing it, because my son walks around the house all day long right now going, 264-8800, or 864-268-8800.
One.
Really? And One Tom Plumber.
Nah.
The jingle says it, man. One Tom Plumber. The name is the number. Everything you need. One Tom Plumber. Get in touch with him. And that means Charleston, Columbia, Greenville. The price is the price. Licensed, bonded, insured. I don't know if you ever – everybody does preventive stuff with plumbing. I guess you clean your septic tank. Everything else is like an emergency. When it does happen, don't panic. The name is the number. One Tom Plumber. Chris is up first, holding through the break. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
Hey, I got – Let me ask you, buddy. Do I need to slow down a little bit for you to understand this today? I got to slow down.
I'm having a hard time with you, especially when you read those commercials. Oh, my God.
Imagine a Southern guy having to slow down for a guy from the North. So I'll slow down.
I know. We won't even go into your grammar.
Okay. Well, I used to have – this is a true story, Chris. One of my best friends in the world's mom, who I adore, would send me text when I would mispronounce my grammar on stuff, and it got to the point where I think she just gave up. She said, it's like climbing Everest. It's just too much for me to do every day.
Full-time job.
Yes, yes. You doing okay?
How you been?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. Good Lord's blessed me. And hey, I got something to you because we play golf. I've got a guy working on my teaching now. He's the best golf swing coach in the world. And I'm actually, like, encouraged about my golf game. Something you hadn't seen. You hadn't seen me play good golf in 10 years, but I'm encouraged.
Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, man.
I'm on my way up to Old Farm.
Oh, man, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Heading to the airport now, flying up for the day.
Oh, man, you're going to absolutely love that. Let me know how it goes, if you can.
I will. Perfect. Hey, listen, I actually emailed Graham this morning, and I vent it to him, and I'm going to vent to you. College football is done. It's ruined. They managed to ruin the sport.
I agree, but how so?
When they started with the NIL, all right, I understand the guys going. You want to pay. First of all, they're not even guys; they're kids. You're paying kids millions of dollars, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. You expect them to perform like adults? No, they got money that they've never seen before. What incentive do they have to perform? That's number one. Number two, this transfer portal is a joke. You can't even coach a kid anymore. The kid's going to sit on the bench. He's just going to get a transfer portal and leave.
I totally agree. I saw this coming. I've been preaching this now for 5 or 6 years. And now we've got – did you hear that story we talked about before the break? Now we've got guys who played in the G League coming back.
I just heard you say that. Was that just in – well, I guess that's basketball you're talking about?
Yeah, so Louisville has signed a player named London Johnson that averaged 7.6 points a game in 3 seasons in the G League, despite the fact that the NCAA manual says that players can't be compensated as a professional and be eligible to play college basketball. But now, as Tom Izzo said, and this is a quote from Tom Izzo, he goes, I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but, quote, they're afraid of getting sued. That's just it, man. Like, they can't win any lawsuit, so now they...
That's it in a nutshell. The NCAA has completely lost any leverage they have over anything.
So, if we do this then, Chris, and we're going to amateurs back, so if we do this, I just say let's bring Trevor Lawrence back.
Yeah, right. Well, why as well. Yep. Right? You can pay him as much as they're making in the NFL.
Yeah.
Especially if it goes to Ohio State or Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. Hey, I got.
Listen, the only thing that they can do, real quick.
Yeah.
If they want to have any chance of saving this, they give every team the same amount of money. That's what they spend on their players. And that's the only way you can level the playing field. And you do away with the transfer portal.
True salary cap. Make them sit out a year. I totally agree with that. Hey, do me a favor. Call me or text me and let me know how the golf course was.
Will do, buddy.
All right, buddy. Be careful. Good stuff.
Good talk to you. Bye.
Yeah, you too. My buddy Russ has called out James the truck driver. He goes, I need James the truck driver. James, if you're listening, you got to call in. We're running out of time today, but man, I got to hear from you. I need a little uplifting spirit. I need James the truck driver. Chad's in Columbia. Chad, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
This will not be uplifting. Hey, Nick, I read the Larry Williams, your boy, you know, article yesterday, Rocky Times with Riley or whatever. Nick, I feel like if we fire Riley, I don't think we've given him a fair shot. I mean, his position coaches at skill position for skill positions have a combined 0 years of college experience outside of Clemson. I mean, are we going to let Grisham, Spiller, Richardson, and, you know, you could argue Alston early on, like, fire another OC? I mean, like, think about the wide receiver core we rolled out there last year to play Georgia in the opener. I mean, that was an embarrassment. And then look at our running back room the last 2 years. Like, what OC could we possibly hire that's up and coming would want to come and sign on for to work with these dudes? I mean, make nobody. I mean, to me, it'd be like career suicide. And I'm not saying Riley's been good, but, I mean, I also don't think he's really been given a fair shake. I mean, I don't feel like he gets to run what he wants to do. I feel like it's the same kind of thing we've run the last 10 years. And I just think if we're going to pay him not to coach and do a buyout, I would literally rather keep it and just, you know, because I don't think anything will change with these position coaches. Want to get your thoughts on him, bless him.
Chad, I appreciate the phone call. If you're not going to block, if you can't block, you're not going to block. I'm just not sure what plays to call. Part of my Brad Hughes going the extra mile. Scott, hang on. I'm coming to you. But Brad Hughes going the extra mile. I'm Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, 292-3001. I know I have better coverage, better rates with Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Did you see yesterday, Sam, where they had like 30 frat guys down in Columbia do a Mike Shula protest? There were no
fire
females
Mike
in
Shula.
It. Yeah, they did. Walked around campus and chanted fire Mike Shula.
Just a bunch of dudes.
Apparently all guys had him. Like, there's no girls in the crowd through that. It's all frat guys doing it. But my point on Mike Shula, and maybe I'm wrong with this, but my point on Mike Shula is, I mean, if you can't block, you're so limited in what you can do. You heard Tom Allen at Clemson yesterday say, because of our lack of ability to cover, and I'm paraphrasing, because we can't use man coverage because we're so unathletic in our secondary, it limits what we can do. And so it is a player's thing first. And I don't think hiring a new guy, this guy, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he deserves to stay. What I'm saying is that he's right. Your hands are tied. Scott in Greenville, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good, man. I know I got to talk fast, so you got to listen fast.
All right.
How about Donnie O with Donnie Baseball making it to the World Series for the first time in 40 years, my friend?
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
It wasn't as a Yankee either.
Yeah. It's not good. But and I got I don't know. I mean, I think I got to pull for the Dodgers because I got stinking Vlad Jr. over there talking trash about the Yankees. I think I got to pull for the Dodgers.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. But, hey, we got an easily guy, Travis Barber, that's worked for the Dodgers for years, so I'm pulling for the Dodgers.
All right.
Hurts. But, anyway, hey, you know, was it last week, maybe week before last, you was talking about people finding other things to do on Saturdays?
Yeah, yeah, that's dangerous.
Took my three-year-old granddaughter to Dollywood this past weekend, sat on a cattle ranch, smoked some brisket, watched Tennessee, Alabama. I had so much, my nerves weren't shot, my stomach wasn't in knots, and if Clemson don't fix it, my alternative is spending time with my kids and my grandkids, enjoying life a little bit, my friend.
Yeah. Kids and grandkids much less stressful and much bigger impact than going to watch college football.
Oh, yeah. And did you see McElhane's video?
Yeah.
Blocking, listen, we have offensive linemen getting behind another offensive lineman and pushing and not blocking the man they're supposed to block. That's Pee Wee Little League stuff, man. Yeah. And these are, oh, my gosh. Anyway, hadn't talked to you in a while. Share my thoughts. It's brutal in Death Valley. But you got to fix it. What'd they say, Mick Crapper, get off the pot? It reminds me of people that win the lottery. What's the first thing people that win the lottery say they're going to what? Retire. They're going to quit working, right? Most of them. That's what this team has done. These players won the lottery with these paychecks.
I'm a mic, so it's not.
And they've quit working.
Scott, can you still hear us? Do we still have you?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
You got me?
Yeah, we have you. Our power just went out in here, but I think we still got you. So, Mickey, I think
you
your
got
mic's
me?
Still
on. Well, I don't know if you, well, I don't know if you heard what I said.
Is my mic still on?
I can hear you.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that? Still on the air. It was generator on. Good stuff. Yeah. Despite the fact my headphones aren't on, but my mic is on. Hey, so, Sam, let me quickly do this. Let me sign off. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. I got to check my time here because I got to go on my computer to learn my time. Sam, great job once again. Now, you got bail money? Y'all got to go out and in Faxon, y'all got to have a good time this weekend. Who's in charge of bail money? You got all that?
No one's getting bailed, but Faxon's in charge of it.
All right, you got all that. Okay, y'all have a great time on a very serious note. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the college football weekend. Let me tell you that up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. So have a great time with those good folks. And then come see me tomorrow because I will be at Eggs Up Grill in Seneca. Love coming over to see us. 6 to 9. Come by and see us. Eggs Up Grill, Tigers for Tatas. Friends, have a wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5.